This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Let's go! This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. All your favorite wagering options. You can go in-game, you can go boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino here on the Strip with that status sheet ID, and you're ready to go. Whatever your sport, whatever your style, you're going to love BetMGM state-of-the-art technology, fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Got to be 21 years or older. And if you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-522-4700. It's VSiN culture here on a Saturday. Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. The Heat culture thing is wild. Maybe it's just Bolster's a hell of a coach. And listen, they do bring in guys. They do bring in specific guys that aren't going to be intimidated in the moment. We talked about Tucker. Tucker has felt like he's been in the right spot the whole time in this series, helping defensively as well. I don't know how good these two teams are. We'll find out when they take on the Warriors. But we got a game seven. Most thought this was going to go seven, right? To be fair.
I thought so, too. Yeah, I mean, I think both teams are mentally tough. I would be shocked if Boston didn't play their best. That's why I kind of like the over, because I think both teams will play their best. I think both – all the good players should play the best that they can play, to me. And so I kind of get the sense of that. You know, Butler, can he rebound? Can he play another one like that? I mean, we've had moments. Butler's had two really great games. Bam's had one good game. We've seen Tatum. We've seen Brown. I mean, they've kind of – there's been no consistency with the superstar. I mean, Tatum had 30 the other night. I mean, he had almost a triple-double the night before. So, you know, I mean, probably he's been more consistent than most. But I think just taking over the game, those are the kind of keys that you have to have in Game 7. Who's taking it over? And Butler looks like he's the guy who wants to take it over.
Yeah, Butler drops 47 on the Celtics in Game 6 last night. Nobody more impressed with his performance than Jimmy Butler, by the way. Just ask him. Hey, when you speak of VSiN culture, you start with a mall and it trickles down from there. Is that fair?
Fair. I would say that's right. Yeah, I think that's probably right. You know, Amal sets the tone for everybody. I mean, the man that doesn't appreciate the Masters kind of sets it for all of us.
I didn't realize he was down on the Masters, but
that's, you know that. You
that's
knew
par
that.
For
he
the course,
the
no
Masters.
Pun intended. Yeah. That is, yeah, that works.
Yeah, he was killing the Masters, but that's okay. We go on without him, you know?
Chargers numbers here. Before we do, as we open up a new hour here on the Lombardi Line, what's kind of buzzing within the NFL circles? What are text messages you're sending? What are you hearing? Is it all about Kyler? The Bieniemy stuff that came out with LeSean McCoy? How about the Niners and Trey Lance should be okay now that his finger's fixed? Everything. What's kind of the buzz amongst the NFL circles?
I think this is the season of perpetual hope. I mean, everybody's hopeful. Their teams look better. Players are in better shape. The ones they're counting on. I think that's pretty much the vibe you get. You know, the Eagles are going to win 18 games out of 17. The Giants are vastly improved. You know, I think you're counting on guys based on shorts and T-shirts that you think are going to come through for you. And I think that's always the kind of the mentality now. And the grit of the NFL, with the hard stuff that comes into play, isn't happening right now. This is kind of just T-shirts and shorts, and guys look good. And there's been all pro players in T-shirts and shorts. Getting beyond this is a different story.
Positivity abounds, even in Detroit, where I know this will shock you, but Aaron Glenn, who's the defensive coordinator, you know what he said about Aiden Hutchinson, the 2 overall pick? They said, quote, "He's better than we thought he was," which is positive. And, you know, I just want one time they get there, the OTAs, and be like, not what we were expecting. Hopefully turns into what we were expecting. Wouldn't that be interesting if somebody said that?
Yeah.
In fact, he's quicker than they thought he was. So they didn't measure quickness prior to drafting him. He was quicker. And in film study, he's been off the charts. So good for Hutchinson.
The rule of scouting is to know more about the player before you draft them than after you draft them. That's the first rule of scouting.
The Lions seem surprised by what they got, which may let you know one playoff win since 1957, when you're surprised how good your number 2 overall pick is. Anyway, so we've been talking about rebuilding for the Chargers for a long time. It's time to stop that conversation. You know, a 9-8 team last year, they're your second betting favorite behind the Chiefs in that brutal division. Their win total set at 10, Michael. Remember, they lost week 18 to Las Vegas, an opportunity right down the road here at Allegiant Stadium. Yeah. But it's time to take that step forward.
They had the tie in their pocket. They didn't want the tie.
That's 100%.
And they left us with having to watch the Steelers in a playoff game. We blame them for that. You know, I mean, we knew that was not nice of them.
That was not cool.
It was not nice of them to have to watch Ben again. You know, you get Patrick. I don't know if you know this, but Ben got rid of the ball in 2.1 seconds. He was setting records for the ability to get rid of the ball. I don't know if you knew that last year.
That glacier the Titanic ran into was quicker than Ben Roethlisberger last year. The reason I say step forward, because if you look at Herbert, he's your third betting favorite as far as the MVP. He's 10-1. That's the same odds as Brady. So there's no excuse. They bring in Khalil Mack. J.C. Jackson's the number one as far as a cornerback. They added to their interior defensive line. So they should get better. Everything's pointing the right direction here for the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And again, it leads us back to where are we with Brendan Staley? I mean, last year he went for it on fourth down. He went for it on fourth down, you know, 34 times, 64% of the time they converted. You know, the opponents only went for it against him only 22 times. They converted 31%. I think a lot of the Chargers, that one of the reasons I think he was so insistent on going on at fourth down, he wanted to win the game with the offense. Because I think really, if you're the head coach and you're in charge of the defense and you gave up, like, I don't think most people realize, they gave up 459 points last year, Patrick. Like, they were not a good defensive team whatsoever last year. I know that, you know, I know they have the greatest coach and Pro Football Focus has them as the best coach in all of football. But, you know, they ranked last year 29th in points allowed. They ranked 23rd in yards allowed. They could not stop the run. I mean, they literally couldn't stay 28th in the league. Teams are averaging almost 5 yards a carry against them. And by the way, they couldn't stop the pass either. And so all the things we've talked, as good as they were on offense, I think a lot of the modus operandi behind his fourth down decisions was because he felt like he couldn't stop anybody on offense with opponent offense as the defensive coordinator. I mean, you look at the scores. I mean, they couldn't get control of a game. I mean, they could not get control over the game.
You know, it's interesting. They added a ton, whether Joseph Day, Covington, Johnson, to that interior defensive front, which you just pointed to was a weakness of theirs as far as stopping the run. So obviously a concerted effort to kind of fill that up there.
They have to. I mean, they've got to get better there. I mean, they've got to improve. I mean, where are they? Where is Khalil Mack? Like, when I watched Khalil Mack last year, I didn't think he was ready to play. You know, I did not think he was the same player. Now, a lot of it was injury related. We talked about this earlier in the show. Sometimes you can misevaluate a player based on his injuries. And Mack did not look like he had the same juice. Same thing with Von Miller. He didn't look like he had the same juice either. Now, he came to life in the Super Bowl, but I've seen that before. I saw Dwight Freeney in a Super Bowl come to life. And then, you know, the next year he didn't have anything left. So I'm a little reluctant. They have improved their secondary with the addition of J.C. Jackson, but are they going to be good enough up front? I think that's the key question. Can they stop the run? you know, when you allow teams to run the ball and control the football against you, it's hard. You never get control of the football game. You never get control of the game. And they allowed 4.6 yards per carry last year.
Plus 220 in division behind the Chiefs, of course. I mentioned the win total for the Chargers set at 10. Up front defensively, we can talk about them up front offensively, but as far as the weapons, they're there. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler. They drafted Isaiah Spiller. They added Gerald Everett, who had close to 50 catches for Seattle last year, the tight end. Yep. So they have the weapons there offensively.
No doubt. But again, you know, last year they lose to Las Vegas 35-32.
All right, there goes Michael Lombardi. Cut off, but he was mentioning that loss here. I was actually at the game. It's weird. The way that you – like, there's sometimes those seminal moments where you can feel a team kind of arriving in that city. The Golden Knights was different because they were born here. But for the Raiders, as we're going to get Michael Lombardi back up, finishing the conversation on the Chargers, but for the Raiders, that win, first off – Allegiant Stadium, which is awesome. I know Femi, who's standing in the corner, he's gone there. It's awesome. But that felt like the arrival of the Raiders. And so we'll talk about the Raiders maybe tomorrow here on the Lombardi Line. But I'm telling you right now, there's some juice for that team as well. A new coaching staff, including Mick Lombardi, as we welcome Michael Lombardi back. But you mentioned that was a heartbreaking loss because there were so many ways they could have, that they being the Chargers, won that game, even tie the game and make the postseason. So the expectations are sky high, and they should be. This is year three for a quarterback that's in the MVP running.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Raiders, you know, they're a little bit like the Chargers in the same sense. They've got to improve their defensive front. You know, Chandler Jones, to me, is going to be a huge addition to go along with Max Crosby. And if they get the lead on people, those two guys will rush the passer effectively, and they'll take away some of their liability. But if they've got to grin and bear it in the trenches, it's going to be a little challenging. They've got to improve that defensive front. And I think you saw, you know, a lot of their offseason moves by Dave Ziegler, their general manager, trying to strengthen that area of their football team, which they have to. You know, they have to. They've got to find a way to get guys to play in there. You know, they signed Andrew Billings, the big kid from Baylor, you know, as a street free agent. Vernon Butler from Buffalo, Jonathan Hankins, who was there last year. I mean, they've got to get some power inside. They brought Pico, the kid that was in Denver for years. You know, they're trying everything in their power to get some volume inside to handle that power run game. And if they can do that, you know, if Pat Graham can kind of get control of that with his defense, then it's going to make them a much better team. I think the other key is Zamir White, their running back that they drafted in the fourth round. If he can get going a little bit, if they can feel comfortable with him, and because we know Josh Jacobs is going to have some issues health-wise. They didn't keep his fifth-year option. You know, he's not a durable guy in the pounding that he's taken. And we know this is a little bit in the same category that Sonny Michel was in last year for New England, where you're just going to play him out and he's going to go somewhere else at the end of the year.
Final thoughts on the Chargers. Win total set at 10. They're plus 220 in division. Where are you sitting on the win total?
I think it's perfectly placed. I really do.
A
hard time going over it. Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm not sold they're better on defense up front. We shall see.
Okay. Jags are next here on the Lombardi Line.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, Express Bet, First Bet wants you to get in on all the horse racing action. Sign up today with the promo code Vegas1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Use the bonus code Vegas1000. Again, that bonus code Vegas1000. One thing we do know, Michael Lombardi, is we got you back here on VSiN. The Chargers won't have a home field advantage, although the mitigation of home field in the NFL has become very clear, but it's just not going to work in L.A.
They're
now
building a new facility. They got this whole thing going on in El Segundo. They got a bunch of land. They broke ground. It's their permanent home. I mean, look, we can say it's not, and I agree with you. There's an indifference by the L.A. market towards the Chargers, but they have a bona fide superstar player at quarterback. If you can't gravitate to want to watch him, you know, I mean, how many more years is Matthew Stafford going to be able to go? I don't know. But, you know, but this is a marquee player. You know, if he was in New England or if he was anywhere, people would be like, this would be flocking. Look at the enthusiasm the Miami Dolphins have around their, you know, changeup pitcher in Tua. You know, like this kid is sensational. And for whatever reason, you know, the LA fans haven't gotten behind it, but that can turn. I mean, I know it hasn't completely turned for the Clippers. It's still a Laker town. It hasn't turned for, you know, it's still a USC town, all that. But to me, if you have a chance to watch a guy who in 2 years has demonstrated an ability to put up Hall of Fame type numbers, I mean, literally, and make throws that you just shake your head and say, how did he do that? Like, what did he do? How did he fit that ball in there? I think, you know, if you build it, they will come in tribute to Ray Liotta.
I don't know if Tua's ever been compared to Phil Negro, the old knuckleballer, but we just had, he was just compared to him on Lombardi Line.
He's a changeup thrower. It's all changeups. I mean, tell me when he throws a fastball. You're going in there, you know, you're playing against Tua, you're putting a heavy bat in your hand. You know, if you use a 34-ounce bat, you're probably going up to 35 when you're playing against Tua. Nothing wrong with it, you know.
Nothing great about it.
Well, but I mean, you know.
to be fair. So you just mentioned Herbert, who his first 2 years have been stellar. Trevor Lawrence last year, dubious, but I don't know if he had support with the coaching staff. So for the Jags, this is the second straight year, a completely revamped coaching staff. In comes Doug Peterson. You know, Doug Peterson, 7 wins year one with the Eagles. And I bring that up because the Jags win total is set at 6.5. Year two, Peterson, 13-3, wins the Super Bowl. 9 wins, lost in the division. 9 wins, lost in the wild card round. And then 4-11-20, he was let go. How about the Jags? 15 wins their last 4 years. 50 losses.
I mean,
50 losses.
They're one of the worst franchises in all of sports. I mean, it really is a 10-year commentary on how to be bad. I mean, you can learn a lot from watching the Jags and what they do and how they behave. For an owner that everyone says he's wonderful to work for, and yet there's something internally within their system that just falls apart. I think it's a big year for Lawrence. I think it's a big year for Doug Peterson, too. Look, Peterson, when he was in Philly, I think one of the disconnects that occurred in Philadelphia was Peterson, after winning the Super Bowl, felt like, you know, I'm entitled to some freedom here. I'm entitled to do what I want to do, whether it's with my coaching staff, whatever it is. You know, I'm tired of having meetings with this and that because I've won a Super Bowl. Whereas the Eagle organization kind of felt like we helped you win that. Like we were part of it too. Like when we worked together, it was better. Now we're going to see Doug on his own. And we're going to find out really what he can do as the offensive coordinator. I know he's got his buddy Press Taylor there to run it. And we're going to see what he does with Trevor Lawrence and how he develops Trevor Lawrence moving forward. I think that's going to be an interesting conversation. They've improved their team. There's no denying it. I mean, with the addition of Sharef at guard, you know, they re-signed Cam Robinson, who I don't think was a great player. You know, they've installed some offensive line in there. They paid Christian Kirk a ridiculous amount of money. They upset the entire wide receiver market, and a lot of guys are beneficiaries of that. They owe Christian Kirk a great thank you. You know, and they still have, you know, Chenault, who comes back, who's not a great open, you know, a flashy get open, but he's good with the ball in his hands. And, you know, we'll see what they can do. And I think, to me, the fact that they'll be organized better offensively. You know, they've got some good skill. You know, James Robinson's a good running back. And then defensively, where are they going to be? Mike Caldwell's first time as a defense coordinator. We drafted Mike Caldwell, third-round pick out of Middle Tennessee when I was at the Cleveland Browns. Good kid. You know, he's paid his dues. He's been around a lot of systems. We're now going to find out how they're going to use Chaisson, who they picked in the first round, to go with Walker, the first overall pick, to go with Josh Allen. I mean, they've got a lot of first-round picks on that team. We're going to find out how good they are.
Well, we talked about heat culture all day. The Jags, there is a new culture. They're going from cocktails and lap dances in the coaching staff to ice cream with Doug Peterson. So the vibe should be a little bit more. Anyway, Trayvon Walker, one overall. Devin Lloyd, they go defense, 27, the linebacker out of Utah. But you mentioned it. Christian Kirk, I mean, completely overpaid him. It was ridiculous. Zay Jones, who I like, but Evan Engram, they bring in. Sheriff's a really good guard. 3 wins last year, 6.5. They're your third betting favorite, the Jags, in division. They're plus 550 behind the Colts and Titans. To give you an idea of the difference, though, the Texans are 22-1. So the Jags, who won just 3 games last year, plus 550. That's a big discrepancy as far as the Jags and Texans and what's expected.
8 games last year, Patrick. In 8 games last year, they threw the ball for less than 200 yards in 8 games. Think about that.
It's not great.
8, and they're behind. So you would think there would be a little bit of a difference, right? They only threw the ball twice for over 300 yards. They beat Miami over there in Europe. Forget Urban, his first win in the NFL. They threw for 312. And then when they lost to Houston in opening day, they threw for 319. I mean, and, you know, for as good as a team as they are in terms of running the football with Robinson behind them, I mean, they gained 8 yards against Tennessee in week 14 on the ground. They basically only had 8 games where they gained over 100. The best running game they had was later in the year, was earlier in the season when they ran the ball against Tennessee, and Tennessee didn't have half their team, and they ran for almost 200 yards in that game, 198. How about the disparity between the two? You think Vrabel's a good coach? In October the 10th, he gave up 198 yards rushing to the Jacksonville Jaguars. On December the 12th, he gave up 8.
Is Chark and DJ Chark, who they moved on from, I know he's injured a lot, but is he better than both Kirk and Zay Jones?
Well, Zay Jones is an interesting kid. I mean, I didn't think he was very good in Buffalo, and they got him going in Las Vegas, and he made some plays. They're different. Chark's a vertical outside receiver. Kirk's not that, you know, neither of those players have the speed that I think Chark has. I think they're better route runners than Chark. It'd be interesting to see how Chark develops in the passing tree. But he can be explosive, and he's going to make you defend the outside portion of the field. So, yeah, I mean, I think coming off the knee, they would know the knee better. But, I mean, they blew the market out of water. I mean, they really did. They blew the market out of it, you know, for what they paid him. I mean, last year, for all the conversation about their receiving corps, Marvin Jones was the number one guy. I mean, he had 120 targets, only 73 catches. There's a perfect example of the bad ratio, right? You know, Chenault had 100 targets, 63 catches. That ratio we don't talk enough about. You know, whereas, like, let's say Jonathan Taylor, 51 targets, 40 catches. Nice ratio. You want that. You know, you need that. Chark had 22 targets last year, only 7 catches. Now, he averaged 22 yards a catch, but you've got to get that ratio higher and tighter, and that starts with the quarterback. And this is really what's going to determine whether you bet the over or not, is how good you feel about Trevor Lawrence. I love Trevor Lawrence. I love them coming out. I was not in love with the way he played last year. There's a lot of reasons why you don't love him based on what he did last year. His throwing motion and his throwing mechanics were never the same from one week to the next.
Their number one overall pick, Trayvon Walker, after he was picked, there was a lot of Eric Fisher vibes, if that makes sense, where Fisher goes one overall, but everybody's nonplussed. Trayvon Walker, your expectations for the rookie?
Well, I mean, look, he's got all the skill you want in terms of being able, if you're going to design a rusher, he's got what you want. Long arms, athletic, burst to close, can run the edge, can power somebody back. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how Caldwell uses him. You know, Caldwell was in Tampa Bay last year, so I think he's going to run the Todd Bowles system. So I think what you're going to see is Walker become the Shaq Barrett of the defense, right? He's going to become the guy coming off the edge. Josh Allen will be the other guy on the other side, Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, that's where they're going to be able to rush the passer. And if they can get the lead, those two guys should get going. I don't know where Kaysan fits in all this, but he obviously could be a rotational guy inside. You know, they got rid of their inside linebacker, you know, that I thought was really one of their better players last year. And Miles Jones, he went to Pittsburgh. Miles Jack, I'm sorry. He went to Pittsburgh. He's a really good player. But, you know, they obviously felt like he wasn't worth the money. And Pittsburgh picks him up, and I think it'll make Pittsburgh a lot better.
Does 3 wins to 7? Because if you want to bet the over on the Jags, you got to get to 7. Does that feel a bit heavy for you?
That feels a little heavy to me. I think that's a little bit overly enthusiastic, you know, because you're putting a lot of faith in an organization that, you know, has not really demonstrated the ability to win very many games. You know, I know you say, well, there's a new sheriff in town. His name's Doug Peterson. Okay, well, you know, Peterson on his own, I mean, we've never seen this before. Peterson was helped by the organization. I mean, in the last 10 years, this team's won 42 games. That's 4 games a year. 4.2 games a year. Again, you're bucking the trend. In the last 5 years, they've won 22.
Yeah, 50 losses over the last 4 seasons. Not great. We're coming back with Thomas Gable.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits data. The betting split page will show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. And now it's updated every 10 minutes, so it's super sharp. So you can see the changes in all the action. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can also check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, another way we here at VSiN are trying to help you become a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game. VSiN.com. Lombardi Line here on a Saturday. He is Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. We head out to Atlantic City. Say hi to our partner, Thomas Gable. TG runs the race and sports book there at the Borgata. TG, happy Saturday. How you feeling, man?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, and happy Memorial Day weekend to you both. Michael, I'm sure Ocean City is buzzing with everybody coming down. I know, like, it started Thursday night in Brigantine. Let me tell you, Thursday night it was like, everybody showed up all of a sudden.
I'm surprised you weren't there, but on Friday morning, you know, naturally the mayor of the town, Mr. Bill Berman, hosted the opening of summer at his pool in the backyard. Videos to show. Fox 29 was down there to broadcast the entire event. No, seriously, I'm not lying. I mean, he was down there to kick off the summer. I mean, he opened the ocean. And so we're ready in full bloom. I mean, the man has completely taken over. And the town is his now. We have now officially started. It's great. We got a lot of people in town. It's his fault. You can't.
So Berman goes out and, like, does the official unlocking of the ocean now?
He jumped in it. Well, he jumped in his pool. That was the opening of the ocean.
I mean,
he jumped in his pool. It was wonderful. What a great event. We had local sponsors there. Wawa sent over food. You know, Ocean City Coffee couldn't make coffee in the morning, but that's another story for another time. And then, you know, we had a bunch of different vendors. Josie Kelly's, which is an Irish pub nearby here, that came over and catered. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible event. And Fox 29 broadcast from 4 in the morning until 8:30. Dominic made it. I'll send you the video, Patrick. Dominic made an incredible appearance in the show.
I got to see that. Unreal. But I want to know, how do you have a pub? Aren't you not allowed to drink in Ocean City?
You're not allowed to drink, but across the bay is where you're allowed to drink, and that's where the pub is located. So,
that must be.
But you got to see it; it's unbelievable. It was
everybody got to be out there on the beach right now making cocktails. He's got to be out there.
Well,
already.
He's got a lot to do. Yeah. Well, no, he's got a big. Yeah, he'll have a party tonight, certainly. He comes over and opens up my kitchen because it was his idea. So tonight he'll supervise the cooking of the barbecuing that'll go on. I'll send pictures.
It's fascinating. Does it start to get crazy there in Atlantic City right around this time as well? I mean, it's a great weekend, right, Thomas?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, now you have the outdoor pools open, the beer gardens open. You know, everybody's opening their outdoor attractions, whether it's, you know, their outdoor dining, Everybody has their pools and the day clubs now. So it's a big weekend here in the city for sure.
Patrick, what you don't realize, the Bill AD, our boss here at VEASAN, one of our bosses at VEASAN, the great Bill AD, who moves from hotel to hotel through Las Vegas. That's a whole other story.
Yeah,
that's a legendary story. But he got me hooked on hotels at the whatever that nightly hotel is. So, like, just for example, today when I was here in my office, I looked at the availability of hotels here at the Jersey Shore for tonight. And, I mean, the dumpiest of dump places are going for $400. Like there's no – like, Thomas doesn't have a room available over there. I mean, that's just how crowded it is because everybody comes down here to kick off the summer, certainly, and they were thankful for Bill Berman to do that on Fox 29.
That is $400 for a dump. That is wild.
And that room would probably go for, in the middle of November, $79.
That's quite a markup. They're gouging
you. Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. It's truly, this is what makes it so fascinating. And Thomas can tell you, and it's very little, you know, that you have very little fast food restaurants. It's all kind of, it's tailored to its own city and what they do. And it's very, every city is unique.
Are you expecting a crazy handle this weekend? Well, I'm thinking it's a little slow here at the Borg. It's a little slow here at the South Point right now, to be fair, Thomas.
Yeah, it's not. I think in our world, in the race and sports world, it's not going to be a crazy weekend by any means. You have the one NBA game, Game 7, tomorrow, and the NHL takes center stage tonight, and then it's just, you know, you have Major League Baseball, and it's going to be, for us, it's going to be a slower side. The casino side, though, of things is going to, certainly, they're expecting a big weekend, and you know, let's face it, the casino side is what pays our bills. So,
absolutely. The game last night, it turned out well for Chick Check down in Biloxi. How did it turn out for you with the Heat winning on the wood there in Boston?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, that the line in that was 9. I think it closed 9 here. And it was a game that I thought was a little high. Certainly I would lean Heat getting the 9 there, but it would seem to be the right number because we got very balanced action on the spread. So we didn't really have a decision there. But the one thing that did happen was everybody had the Celtics in parlays, their money line in parlays. So all of those got torched, obviously. And so it ended up being a good result for us simply from taking away all that parlay liability there. But that, you know, almost every parlay you saw yesterday included the Celtics money line because of how big of a favorite they were. They weren't betting that outright. But, you know, give the Heat credit. You know, I think if you listened to, you know, sports radio or sports TV yesterday leading up to that game, everybody was already talking about a Boston Golden State Finals and, you know, discussing matchups and the Heat were counted out, and here they go. It's kind of fitting for this team because they, as a number one seed, they didn't get much respect at all for the playoffs, and here they are. They're one win away from getting to the NBA Finals. So, you know, Butler looked like a different man than what we've seen the previous couple games from him, and he put the team on his shoulders and got the job done, and now they're going back to Miami for Game 7.
Thomas, take us through the mindset of the bookmaker. Here is, we saw the Heat win a game, two games on the road, and yet they come back home and they're 2.5-point dogs. Like, what is in that? Is that an injury related? I mean, how is that all? I don't quite grasp that. Is it just because you think too much money is going to come in on Boston because of the zigzag nature of the series?
Well, it's not just a zigzag. I think, you know, plus, I mean, the power ratings are pretty secure and locked in at this point. So even on the road, the Celtics should be favored. They are a slight favorite, 2.5 right now. But, yeah, I mean, we know Miami's banged up and everybody has injuries at this point. I think the team that really benefits from all of this is Golden State because they get some extra days of rest now and know that these two teams have to go out there and play again.
Do you agree with the number? It's 2.5. You can correct me, but 2.5, 197.5 for Game 7? Is that where you're sitting there at the Borgata?
Yeah, it's pretty much 2.5 everywhere, and that's where we are. And, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much 197, 197.5 in various places, but yeah, we're 197.5 currently here. And I think, you know, I think we're still going to see Boston money show up here. I really do. Even though they are favored on the road, judging from the way people have been betting this series, I think we're going to see Boston money.
I'd have to know about Robert Williams and his status before I was feeling comfortable backing the Celtics, right? Because we didn't see him in the fourth. I don't think I saw him in the fourth. I'm trying to remember. But that he is so important. If he's not playing that full game, that's rough for them defensively, no?
Well, get your list out, Patrick. You know, you got to know about Robert Williams. You got to know about Marcus Smart. You like to know about Jimmy Butler. I mean, like, we just are dealing blindly. That's why I asked Thomas the question about the 2.5. Like, if somebody knows something to make that line the way it is, it just doesn't make sense to me. Although, you know, there's a method behind the madness. There's no denying that.
100%. Just quickly on Real Madrid and Liverpool Champions League final in Paris. I'm curious, is that getting bet big time there at the Borgata? I mean, it's in Europe. It's the biggest thing on the planet. I mean, the videos are insane. Unbelievable. Other parts of the world, what they do with this. Are you getting bet there at all as far as Champions League?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it does get bet, certainly. And, you know, in the futures pool, it'd be a nice result for Real Madrid, but if they were able to pull off the upset there. But for the game right now, we actually have some liability there on Real Madrid, so we need Liverpool in the game. So it should balance itself out here, it looks like.
Thomas is a Mohamed Salah fan today, I would say. That's Liverpool. I shouldn't do this to you guys.
I'm also a big Carolina Hurricanes fan today as well.
Oh, are you? They're with the Rangers. I apologize. I should have asked you. Please tell.
No. I mean, listen, we have six-figure liability on the Rangers in both to win the conference and the Stanley Cup. So I'm, certainly have nothing against the New York Rangers, but I'd like to see them eliminated here.
Yeah, which means you hate the Rangers, Thomas. You're just a kind. You're a kind man. No, I mean, the handle's been great there at the Borgata on the hockey.
Yeah, we'll need the Hurricanes for sure tonight.
Okay. Shout out to Carolina. Thank you, TG. Have a great day there at the
Thanks,
Borgata.
Thanks, TG. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Coming back with the rookie head coaches NFL next here at Lombardi Line.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, BetMGM, the king of sports books, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. So every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM reward points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. If you're planning a trip here to Vegas, first off, it's hot, so I warn you. But if you're coming, you can also use those points here at MGM Resorts properties located on the Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is a loyalty program. It's like a credit card. It's awesome. So every time you place a bet, you get points and you can use them
just go to BetMGM.com, and if you have a problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. You got to be 21 years or older. It is hot, and Michael's family, I'm sure, is starting to get acclimated. This is where, you know, we don't have for, I don't know, maybe the next 2.5-3 months, you don't see anything below really 100. That's really what it comes down to.
You got
to.
What, 100 days of 100 degrees, you know? And, does the wind subside out there a little bit?
You know, that's a great question. It was super windy last night. Jeezy was tripping out. It was super windy last night. How about, I'm dumb. So when I moved to town, I rented a house and I got one of those cabanas because I had a pool out back, and I just put the cabana there. I woke up one morning, the cabana was in the neighbor's pool. And I'm talking, this is like a huge cabana. I was so embarrassed. So I went over there and I'm like, dude, I had no clue it got windy in the desert. And the guy looked at me like, yeah, I was crazy. I just thought the desert was arid, just dry, hot. Yeah. I had no clue. We had this wind is insane here.
The wind gets you. I when I lived there in my first job, that was the wind here in Ocean City is annoying. You grow up with it on your bike, and you hate riding your bike into the wind. But for some reason here in Ocean City, no matter what direction your bike's going in, it seems like you're always into the wind. And in Vegas, it seemed like the same thing to me, too. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's part of the annoying thing. It's hot and windy. But, look, there's only one place to go. That's the stadium swim. Watch some games. I can't wait to, football season to see all those people out there watching the games. We're, 100 days away, 103 days away from it?
One thing I can guarantee you, and we just got the video. We're working on getting the video of our buddy Dominic jumping in the pool there in Ocean City. Ocean City is a dry town. If you go to Stadium Swim, I can guarantee you can find a cocktail.
You can find bottles. I mean, I was impressed by just the bottle service that was going on there. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and it's such a look. There can't be anything better than watch the March Madness or. And, you know, your weather in September, October, and November is at least good enough to be out at the pool, enjoy it. The water's always warm. Mike Palm's going to greet you. You know, go to the long bar, say hello to Derek Stevens. It's all good.
Yes. A wonderful greeting. You're 100% right. It is windy. It is hot. And we, again, like I said, I got Dominic. Is he wearing water wings or no? He's got
water wings. You know, he's not an official swimmer yet. He's close. He hasn't passed his full test. Millie went in the pool literally with all her clothes on yesterday when the party broke up because he insisted on taking them off and somebody had to go save him. So it's just what we deal with here, Patrick. You know,
Grandma
we have a mind of our own.
Grandma to the rescue.
We have a mind of our own. Yes.
This is a weird one that I'm going to throw at you because it's become super viral today. Did you see Jacques Peterson and Tommy Pham? So Giants, Jacques Peterson, and of course the Reds outfielder, Tommy Pham. Pham slapped Peterson on the field before Friday series opener over a dispute about fantasy football. I kid you not. Yeah. And you have to check out the video if you haven't.
I saw it. I mean, it's like this is why the NFL is so popular, because it even goes into other sports. I mean, this fantasy football, you know, whether it's you're on DraftKings fantasy football, you know, and you're doing it, you're in fully invested. I mean, I watch it in the summer, how competitive Berman and all his buddies, the all 14 of them are in this league. And it's fun to watch. You know, because this is what makes football so good. There's so many avenues that you're going to play within a game. Like baseball, you know, you're playing the run line, you're playing the pitch. I mean, there's not that much enthusiasm, in all honesty, about it. Basketball, we can't get a very good game. We got one last night, thankfully. But for the most part, football, I mean, I saw a tweet last today. The lowest rated NFL game was 5.8. It was the Raiders in Cleveland, the Nick Mullen game. And the highest rated NBA game was LeBron at 5.5. Like it's, there's no comparison. And a lot of this draws to this confrontation we're talking about, the love of football. And it's such an easy sport to engage in, whether it's the betting the number, betting the over, betting the under, you know, betting the half first half. There's so many ways to go. It's so much fun.
The best part, and Nick Mullins puts asses in the seats. Let's not
Let's not kid ourselves.
Well,
yes.
The best part about this video is Jacques Peterson. I'm sure Rob Manfred loves it. He's scrapping for every viewer to Major League Baseball in 2022. And the biggest story is two outfielders fighting over their NFL fantasy football league. And he even talks about it during, he gave like a 5-minute clip
where essentially he was breaking down the reasons for the slap, but it was so funny because he took it so seriously. And that is fantasy football in 2022. People get fired up. He said, violence isn't the answer. It's over as far as I'm concerned. Violence is not the answer when it comes to fantasy football.
We know
that. I would like to just...
We know that. Yeah. That applies.
Anyway, so we do have it. Let's go ahead and roll it. This is the official opening.
Let's see my man here. Yeah, let's
Ocean
see him here.
City. He's just... There he is with
this
the
is
water
what happens.
Wings. Let's see. Now this, he looks trepidatious.
There's Berman in the back in his Alabama thing. He's got, you know, they're counting them down. This is on live television here. And my man does a drive right in there. There it is. And there's the party. There's the host, Bob Kelly from Fox 29. My man was good.
Did he just do the splits in the air?
He did the split. His brother wanted nothing to do with it. His brother was over in the corner, you know, sitting on his grandmother's lap, eating a Wawa's breakfast sandwich, you know.
We got a gymnast.
We got
a mixture of a diver and a gym. Could we run it one more time?
I mean, we got.
That is an incredible. I think he touched both toes.
You know, now he's working on catching the ball, jumping in the water. I mean, he's, you know,
there,
he's working
his
game.
There it is. Look at that. Damn. And a facial. Completely unaffected. My man is grinding.
You know, the amazing thing. See the guy in the blue there? That's Bob Kelly. He did everything that he did. He recorded by his iPhone. And he did not have a producer with him. He set up his own camera. He set up the computer so he could go remotely back to Philadelphia. He did weather updates. He did traffic updates from Bill's pool. And, you know, and he was just filming with the stick. It's the power of the present day where we are with technology. And it was great. And it's great for the city of Ocean City. Got some publicity about it. And the local vendors were all great. The pizza place, Manco Manco's, delivered pizzas and donuts, which is this is the donut capital of the world. There's all sorts of donuts in this town. And they were running heavy in there.
If you can't get booze, you might as well go heavy on donuts.
Exactly right. There's a lot of flour being used in this town. There's no
I would imagine. Is that your pool, by the way? That was a nice pool.
No, that's the Berman pool.
Okay.
Berman hosted the party. I don't have a pool.
Do you swim often? Do you swim often in the summer, Michael?
You know, usually we go over there with the kids in the afternoon. You know, it's kind of a little offset of the beach. The pool was 82 degrees. It was beautiful. It was cold that morning.
Okay.
It was a little chilly. We had fog coming in, but the pool's perfectly situated, so it was great. I mean, it was awesome, and we enjoyed it. I mean, usually in the afternoons. Today, I think they're all headed down to the beach. I think it's a beautiful day out there. The temperature is 75 degrees here, so it'll be let them go down the beach and run around.
Isn't the overwhelming excitement for those of you on the East Coast a reminder to move away from the East Coast, because you're so excited that it's going to be warm that you're literally Fox News
like
is showing
season.
Up. Yeah, I know. That's what my mom says. Oh, Patrick, I like the seasons.
I like the
foliage.
You know,
okay.
It's the season, the summer, you know, and then the falls are incredible. September's the best month. And if anybody's listening to this, the vacation, if you don't have children in school, the time to vacation here is September. The prices are really, they're not like Hotel Tonight's that I was quoting you earlier. They're way down, and all the vendors are open. They're still open in the month of September. So, like my man that I grew up with, his bikes will be open. His pizza place will be open. I mean, they're all open.
Yeah. Yeah, come
Ball
back.
Ball Tacos, which you can ask my man Ken. Ken, when Ken came back to set up the office, I took him over to Ball. I got him a Ball Taco. He hits all he wants.
I feel you, the Midwest, the East Coast. Come home with me to Detroit in January, February, and March, and there's nothing
Yeah, now that's
more
a little problematic.
You get to
yeah,
see
that's
the
why I'm
going to
come
crib.
Out and spend some That's why I plan on coming out and spend some time with you next year.
Oh, out
you
here
know, I'm
going to
come out there and spend. Once the season's over and we're on to college basketball, and we could talk about Ken Pomeroy and what he says. We'll discuss that for 7 months. You know,
it's hilarious. That is hilarious. So, what are you doing today now that it's warm and it's festive?
I got a big bar. You know, one of the reasons our little granddaughter, our first granddaughter, Sienna, she's going to get baptized Christian tomorrow. So we're having a big party tonight to honor that, and Berman will host that, even though it's at my house, and I'll supervise all things that go on. And then tomorrow we'll have the big event, and it'll be great. So it's fun to get everybody together, and the weather's cooperating, which makes it even nicer.
Well, that sounds incredible.
And there's no basketball to watch tonight. We got to watch the hockey game. You like the Rangers tonight, Patrick?
I do like the Rangers. I don't think it's a terrible price either.
I do too.
At 115 right now as I look a couple shops at 120. Well, listen, enjoy the festivities. You've earned it after like 7 months of cold and dark and gray. Yeah, enjoy thanks. Today there at Ocean City. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Patrick. Okay. Thank you, Stephen Bond.
Femi and James Salinas next here, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.